coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here, and as you can tell by the music, we're going to go back to doing what we love to do, and that's talk about the racing. It's spring. All the big ones are coming our way, North American Cup primary among them, I think it's safe to say. With us on the program, we're going to talk to a Hall of Famer who's got one such prospect he's very excited about. Bob McIntosh joins us on this edition of Trot Radio. Great to have Bob McIntosh with us, trainer of D-Terminator, who is ranked 10 on the North American Cup rankings of the Spring Book by Trot Magazine, 26-1. Before we get to all that, Bob, great to know that you made it out to the rally in Windsor. One would think that's a good sign that you're feeling better. How are you doing physically?
Much better now. You know, the first few weeks after surgery were very painful, very, very painful, but I feel like I'm kind of over the hump now and getting around pretty good in the crutches, and you know, all goes well, I think by the 1st of May I'll be back in the jog cart. Maybe before that.
1st of May, sounds good.
Yeah.
Shot a butte, you'll be on your way.
Yeah, I'm like an old racehorse, I can go.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time you've had to watch from the sidelines for any extended period of time. I think it's pretty safe to say that was pretty tough, wasn't it?
It is. I'm sitting by the track right now watching them train, and you get a little itchy to be out there, that's for sure. But it does give you a little different perspective, and as long as I'm back at it, another month or 3 weeks, and I'll be happy. But yeah, it hasn't all been bad. It gives me a little bit of, you can see the whole group good, and it hasn't been, but I would rather be out there, there's no doubt about that.
It's always more fun.
Let's, not my style.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's talk about Determinator. Showed us some speed last year when he won the limb of the Metro Pace. That said, he seems to have been a bit of a hard luck sort with close calls when you consider he was, you know, half a length away from having a 149 and 4 speed badge.
You know,
kind of a hard luck sort, would you say?
A little bit. But in the final of the Metro there, he was getting a good trip, or the Breeders' Crown, rather. He was getting a good trip, and he just kind of got a little anxious, and the whole one got a little crooked and made a break. But, you know, he's a horse that just got steadily better all year long last year. And he did more than I thought he would as a two-year-old, because he was kind of a growthy, gangly horse, and he's really growing up this year.
Oh, that's good to know. So he's filling into his body.
Yeah, he's the muscle on.
Yeah, where did he winter?
Right here at the farm. And we just turned him out every day at the farm here. And he put on a lot of muscle. And, I'm very happy the way he's coming.
Good. Where is he at now at his stage of training?
We trained him in 2-2 yesterday. And he looks good.
When will he qualify?
I think around the 1st of May. Should think about the rest of this month to get him to where I want to be before I qualify him.
In looking at his schedule, he is paid into about 8 different events. That's twice as many as he did as a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
When you were sizing him up, did you think back then that, you know, this guy is going to have to take a bit longer?
Yeah, as a 2-year-old, you know, he was slow to come around, and we castrated him like halfway through the winter, and right after we castrated him, he really started to come. But he was a horse that was a little bit of a late bloomer. But when he did get good, then he got really good at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, obviously we haven't seen as fast a step. You know, he did show 49 and 4 speed.
Yeah.
How much of a motor do you think he's got beyond that?
That's hard to see. You know, it's impossible for me to say, but I know he ended up the year good and sound, and I'm impressed with the way he transformed as a 2 into a 3-year-old, like, physically. Mm-hmm. And he did nothing to discourage me on his training back. Like, he looks tremendous.
What about the events that are on his schedule after the NA Cup? What have you got in mind there?
Well, he's eligible to pretty well everything, but we'll just take it 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
See where he fits in. Hopefully, I was right when I was making the payments.
Any other 3-year-old stable mates that are paid up and promising you want it, that you've noticed?
Yeah, I like a colt I raced last year just a few times, a Ponder colt, Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
He went in 52-2 in the Kindergarten Pace there last week series, and at Toronto.
Okay.
I maybe don't call it the Kindergarten anymore, but he's a nice colt, and he just got a little colt sore, and we turned him out, and he's trained back awfully good, and Then we got another 3-year-old dapper dude that went in 51 at the Meadows last year. Ponderosa colt. Looks pretty good this year.
Yeah, and he ran into some pretty stiff competition down there.
Yeah,
you know there was some tough customers just to name one in particular, Sweet Lou. I mean,
exactly.
That's tough.
Now, he set the track record at the Meadows, and you know he showed he had some go to him.
Yeah, Bob. Before we wrap it up, you were at the rally in Windsor. You saw the unity there. If you had to tell the racing community anything, and you've been through the highs and lows yourself, you've seen it all. If you had to tell those of us in the racing community anything, what would it be?
I don't know. I think that we've done a lot. I'm proud of my fellow horsemen, the way they've stood together. You know, hopefully there'll be a little bit of sanity come into this negotiation with Araya. Hopefully they can get something done to prolong it, everybody's got a 3-year business plan, and what they did to come over and just pull the rug out from underneath us.
Ugh.
You know, as a breeder too, I have 50 broodmares, it's just insane what they did. So, I'm hoping that something can be done and it worked out to see the sire stakes stay in place well anyway. And we got the best sire stake program in North America, and it's going to take some cooperation from the racetracks too.
Oh yeah.
And, hopefully some people can have a little bit of logic anyway and get something worked out between everybody.
Well,
it's scary times.
It is very scary, and what they're doing is nothing short of insane. But you know what? Maybe this might be the catalyst to finally get the industry working as one. And you know, we've never been known for unity, but you know, we're starting to see it.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of unity going on, and hopefully we can weather the storm and move forward.
Bob, you're always a gentleman. Always a pleasure talking to you. We're delighted to know that you're feeling better. We look forward to seeing you back in the jog cart, and nothing but the best for the coming year.
I appreciate that, Norm. Thanks very much.